That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Lum and Abner finally stumbled onto evidence supporting the theory that Mr. Talbert and his partner are hiding in the hills near Pine Ridge. Some of the money the robbers stole from the Jot 'em Down store was in the old large-sized dollar bills, and some of this money turned up at Old Man Whitsitt's country store. So the old fellows immediately set out in the direction Whitsitt had seen the robbers go. But darkness soon halted their search. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Listen to it fizz. Friends, that's the Alka-Seltzer fizz. Never be caught without Alka-Seltzer. Always be sure you have it when you need it. You never know what time of day or night you'll need the quick relief Alka-Seltzer can give. When acid indigestion makes you miserable, it's always wise to alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Just drop a tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, then drink it. It makes a sparkling, refreshing solution that helps you to fast relief three ways. It helps sweeten a sour, acid stomach. It helps neutralize excess gastric acidity. And the analgesic in Alka-Seltzer helps relieve the headache that so often occurs with an upset stomach. So for the sudden discomfort of acid indigestion, whether morning, noon, or night, you'll find it wise to alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Only Miles Laboratories has the scientific secret for compounding Alka-Seltzer. Get a large package now from your druggist and always keep plenty on hand. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum, Abner, and Cedric up in the hills, resuming the search early in the morning. Listen.
Wait a minute now. This is about as far as we got yesterday.
Yeah, I believe it was right in here someplace, just about, yeah.
Now, you better take over now, Cedric. You know this part of the country better than we do.
Yeah, we'd get lost just short of the world, Cedric.
Oh, I know all these hills around here. I've hunted squirrels all over these hills.
Yeah, I know
I sat right there under that post oak tree yonder and killed three squirrels one afternoon.
You did, huh?
I sure done it.
You're still hunting.
Yeah. Well, that hill over yonder is too steep, though, to hunt squirrels.
Too steep?
Yeah. I had to take a shovel along with me and kind of level off a little place for the dog to sit down and tree.
Well, I recollect when you went squirrel hunting and taking that shovel with you. Did you come clean up here,
yes,
Cedric?
Ma.
Well, I do know.
How come you fellas to quit yesterday?
Huh?
Why didn't you just keep on looking?
Oh, well, it was getting dark, Cedric. We couldn't hardly see nothing no more, stumbling around here in the brush and falling, hurting ourselves.
Yeah, and besides that, we realized all of a sudden we never had no firearms along with us.
Yeah, when we happened to think about that, that's when we really made tracks for home, Cedric.
Yeah. See, we just rushed up here after we got that clue from Old Man Whitsitt without stopping to think.
Yeah, when he said they was camping up in this direction, why, me and Lum just headed right out. I know we got firearms now, though. Just let old Talbert and his partner stick his head around one of them trees there. I'll blow him clean back to Pine Ridge. I'll blast him from out of these mountains here.
Abner, wait a minute. How are we going to sneak up on them with you hollering around here?
Oh.
Where do you think they might be camping, Cedric?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Lum.
Well, you know this country up in here awful good, Cedric. Where does most of the hunters camp when they come up here?
Well, if I was going to pick out a good spot to pitch a tent, I'd put it right on the other side of that little ridge yonder.
Right over there?
Yeah, there's a lot of trees over there and a little stream running down there from Mule Springs.
Oh.
Well, let's try there.
Yeah, that might be
as quiet as they can. Special you, Abner.
Well, I'll be quiet. You don't have to worry about me. I'm a deputy town marshal. I ought to know what to do in a case like this.
Well, just keep quiet and follow Cedric.
I'm following him. Cedric, we ain't squirrel hunting now. We're looking for humans, and they ain't going to be up in the top of them tall trees. Watch where you're going. Doggies, sure is pretty at sunup, ain't it? You know, that's one thing I've always envied as far as Elizabeth's concerned. She gets to see the sunrise every morning of the world.
Abner, will you please be quiet?
Yeah, I'm being quiet now.
And watch out where you're pointing your gun.
Huh?
If that thing was to go off accidental, it'd blow a hole right through Cedric.
Oh, excuse me. What's the matter with me anyway? I'll fix that.
Well, don't turn around this way. Now you shoot me.
Be quiet, Lum. How can we ever sneak up on them fellers? You standing around here hollering that away.
Right, but what's that gun?
I'm watching where I'm pointing it.
We were in more danger this way than we never had no car.
No, press that off.
Okay, Miss.
For the land sake, Cedric, cut that out. What'd you bring that bird whistle along for anyway?
Well, there's lots of birds up in this part of the country. They sing awful pretty, too. I'll try to get some of them to answer me.
Cedric, stop it.
Yeah, for pity's sake, whistle that. That thing up. Might as well send a silver cornet band ahead of us to tell them we're coming.
Well, that'd tip them off sure enough, Mom. I don't believe that's a good idea.
I never said it was.
Besides that, it's hard to get the band together on weekdays. Most of the fellas work, you know. They wouldn't want to come up here and be playing around through these woods anyway.
Looky there, is that a possum track or a coon track?
Let's see, Cedric.
Can't make out.
Oh, Cedric, you know better. That's a coon, of course it is.
I seen a hog track back there a while ago, and I mistook it for a deer track.
Doggy, I'm going to get the base boys to bring them hounds up here one of these nights.
Hey, wait a minute. Look over there.
Where?
Oh, down the slope a bit there.
Huh?
Right the other side of that clump of bushes.
Oh, my good. Look there. There's a tent.
My grannies, that must be them.
Yeah.
Now, here's what... Abner Yeady, put down that gun.
Well, I'm going to shoot him.
Here, give me that thing.
Don't grab it away from me. It'll break my trigger finger off.
Now, or to break your head. If you'd have fired that gun, you'd have ruined everything.
Huh?
In the first place, we just want to capture them, not shoot them.
No?
In the second place, you couldn't hit them in the first place.
Well, what are we going to do then?
We're going to sneak down there and surround them.
Surround them?
Yeah, you two fellas can take the front of the tent, and I'll take the backside.
Well, now, wait just a minute now, Mom. I believe I'd rather be around in back. In front's where they'll come out. And them fellas has got guns, too. Don't forget that.
Well, back's just as dangerous. You can't tell. They might try to sneak out the back way. And as you know, they might actually do that. I tell you what, you take the backside.
Well, now, hooray for me. Hooray.
And, Cedric, you take the front, and I'll stand up here.
Yeah, but up here.
Yeah, just in case they get away from you and Cedric. I'll be here to see which way they go.
Well, I don't care which way they go if we don't catch them.
Well, we don't want to take no chances on losing them this time.
Well, now, just a minute now. I believe I jumped the track back there. Rack him up and shoot him again, Lum. Come over there.
It's all settled. We don't want to waste too much time because it'll soon be time for them fellas to get up.
Oh.
Now, what we got to do is take them by surprise.
Surprise?
Go on, now. You fellas get started.
Well, just a minute, Mr. Lum.
What is it, Cedric?
With sneaky fellas like them, there's just a chance they might come out the front way, ain't they?
Well, according to the law of averages, I suppose he is.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll be the one that stands up here.
Yeah, now, wait a minute, Cedric. I believe I got a better idea. Me and Cedric will stand up here, and, you go down and surround them.
Now, wait a minute. We ain't getting nowhere with all this fussing around.
Yeah, here's another thing. Well, listen, Lum. If we do go down there, how are we going to get them to come out of that tent? If we holler or throw a rock, well, that's going to put them on their guard, and they'll come out of there shooting.
That's right, ain't it?
Why, of course they will. I don't want to be in front of that thing when they come out of there blazing away with them firearms.
We've got to study up some way to make them come outside without expecting anybody's there.
Yeah. You see, we couldn't tell them where the mailman... No, mailman don't come up here. Let's see. I know, just wait a minute. If that tent caught on fire some ways, I bound you they'd sure enough get out of there in a hurry.
And, James, I believe you got a good idea there, Abner.
Good for me.
Yeah. When that fire wakes them up, they'll jump up and be so mixed up, they'll never think about picking up their gun.
No.
They'll rush out of there in their nightshirts, and we'll have them right where we want them. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm smart.
And just to show you how much I think of the idea, I'm going to let you be the one to set the tent on fire.
Good for me. Huh?
All right, get going now. We've wasted too much time already.
Yeah, well, now, wait a minute now.
Have you got any matches?
Yeah, I've got matches, but...
All right, see you later. Come on, Cedric. Follow me.
Well, here, now, wait a minute.
Be as quiet as you can, Abner, and be careful. Come on, Cedric. I just appeared them fellas are going to start getting up to where we can get our plan to working.
Well, why don't you let me get in front, Mr. Lum? I think I can pick out a better path for us.
Yeah, better do that, Cedric. Seems like everywhere I step, I bust a half a dozen twigs.
Now, how close do you reckon we ought to be to the tent?
Well, just close enough so as we can get the drop on them when they come rushing out of there. No use in getting too close.
No more. Hey, Mr. Lum.
Yeah?
Look up in that tree. Ain't that a pretty bird?
Well, don't start whistling at it, whatever you do.
Well, can I just speak to him?
You can nod to him, but that's all.
Just one. How do you do? Reckon this is close enough, Mr. Lum?
Yeah, this ought to be fine. Can you see Abner anywhere?
No, Mom, I don't believe I do. Oh, yeah, yonder he is. See him over yonder?
For pity's sakes, what's he doing? Looks like he's carrying half a tree in front of him.
Oh, I know. That's a disguise. Me and him seen some commandos in a moving picture sneaking up that way.
Well, that won't do no good. Ain't no leaves on that bush he's got. You see right through it.
Yes, well.
Just listen to the noise he's making. You might not hear him clean over here. You better gonna think a herd of buffaloes is going through the way he's thrashing around. Crazy Edie's gonna ruin everything.
He's getting right next to the tent, though. Must not have heard him yet. Leastways, I don't see nobody stirring inside there.
Must be awful sound sleepers, then. I'll say that for him. Look at that crazy idiot now. Why don't he set the bush down before he tries to light the match? What he'll more than likely do is set fire to that bush and burn himself up.
Well, I don't believe he's going to get no far started. That's about the fifth match he's tried to strike.
Well, now look at him. Can't start no fire by rubbing two sticks together. Been trying that for 20 years, and it ain't never worked.
Oh, I believe he's found another match. Yeah, he did. I believe this one lit.
Thank goodness for that.
Look at there. He sure enough got it started now. Oh, boy.
Well, get ready then, Cedric. They'll be rushing out any minute now.
Yes, well, look at that fire take hold.
Got your gun ready? There's some commotion going on in there. Here they come.
Hurry up! Get out of there!
How the devil did that start?
We started ourselves. Stand right where you're at.
What?
All right, put up your hands. We got the drop on you, fellas.
Yeah, that's telling them long. Get your hands up high there before I blow you full of holes.
Put up your hands,
sir. Well, if it isn't our old friends.
Talbert, you better get back in there and get the...
Oh, no, you don't. Stand right where you're at. Don't move a muscle.
Sir.
But everything in the tent's burning.
Well, ain't that a shame?
Grannies, I told you we'd run you fellas down one of these days. We may be small-town storekeepers, but nobody robs us and gets away with it.
No, sir, not a couple of smart fellas like us.
Yeah, maybe you're even a little too smart. Dad?
Yeah, son, could be.
Cut out that dad and son business. We're on to you fellas. Just hand over the money.
Hey, come on, hand it over.
What's so dad blame funny?
It just seems peculiar that two such brilliant men had tramped way up here at daybreak just to burn up their own money. Your money was all in that tent.
Well, our heroes finally caught their men. But it looks as though they're no better off financially than they were before. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.